Bava Kama Perkhes Mishneh Hey. This Mishneh is going to stand in contradistinction to Mishneh Gimel. Haka Aviv V'imo V'asa Behen Chabura. If somebody hits his father or his mother and he makes a chabura, he makes them bleed in the process. And that's a chi of misa once they make them bleed. The Mishneh in Gimel had talked about where they didn't make them bleed. V'achovel b'chaver b'shabbos. So somebody who does bleeding damage to their friend on Shabbos, unlike the case in Mishneh Gimel, which was Yom Kippur. In both of these cases, potter mikulan, they're potter from all financial responsibility. Mipnei shehunidon b'nafsho, because they get judged with their lives, which means to say they are chayav misa, it's a capital offense. And we know that there's a principle called kimlei b'derabim minei, and that is we give him the more severe punishment, which is misa, and do not require him to pay any financial penalty. The Rambam asks a question, however, on the Chovel B'Chavir B'Shabbos case, and he points out, he says that, is there really a chi of misa here? In the case of Chovel B'Chavir, Chovel is a mekalkel. It is a situation which is destructive. And when somebody does an act on Shabbos, a molach on Shabbos, which is destructive, they are not chayev misa for Shabbos. It's aser midrabanan. But if it's a destructive act, it has to be a constructive act in order for it to be chayev on Shabbos, not a destructive act. And Chovel is by its nature a destructive act. However, the Rambam says a fascinating psychological answer. He says, since he does nachas ruach li-yitzro hara, right? He's giving nachas ruach, he's giving pleasure to his yitzro hara at the time that he's physically damaging the other person, that has the status of a mesakein, that is the status of a constructive act. And therefore, there is a chayav misa actually here, in this case. He's chayav misa for the act of damaging his friend, and therefore he is putter from having to pay the financial penalty. The Mishnah concludes with ha-chovel be'evid kanani shalo. If somebody does damage to their own evid kanani, their own non-Jewish slave, putter mikulon, they are putter from all of the financial damages, because if somebody else would damage their slave, they would be the one receiving the damages. The slave has no financial independence, as we just mentioned before. And therefore, since he has no financial independence, he's just damaging his own property. However, this is not relevant to this Mishnah, but there is a halacha, though, of course, where you take out shein v'ayin, where you take out the eye or the tooth or any of the limbs of a slave, you are obligated to set them free. But that's a separate halacha.